The Classic Breakfast with Mike Mills in the morning. Mike Anderson, founder and CEO of the NSBC, is back on the line. We're trying to help small businesses. Mike, good morning to you. Sales. This is what has caused so many of your SMEs a huge cash flow problem, is sales. Sales that have plummeted. What are your thoughts?
Good morning, Mike, and once again, very grateful for the opportunity. Mike, you know, in good times and in bad times, and of course now we're in a bad time for different reasons, sales is everything. You know, if you have an abundance of sales, cash will flow. And if cash flows, you can fix anything.
Yeah.
Marketing, technology, HR, etc. So the big thing is now, how do we tackle sales? And, you know, we must always remember marketing 101. We've got to focus more now on our existing customers as opposed to new customers. If we can, let's not get this wrong, if we can and we've got a strategy in the type of business where we can get lots of new customers now, let's not leave that alone. But we need to focus a great deal on existing customers, which will give us great habits for the future. And it's always imperative to have a focused drive on new customer and new sales. But let's look at this. You know, this pandemic is a good reminder that it's much easier and less costly to market to existing customers, Mike, versus acquiring new customers. It's also a good time to focus on your existing customers, provide exceptional service, and make sure you retain your important relationships and customers.
Okay. Now, does that mean, you know, if you're locked down at home, you're not in your bricks and mortar business, you're not in the mall, you're not in your shop, you're not necessarily in your factory. Does this mean trying to do everything digitally?
Mike, yes. And as I say, it'll depend on a lot of different types of businesses. But this is the importance now when we must upgrade or professionalize our online presence and keep our customers up to date. This is the time when we need to work on our social media to talk to our customers. And of course, if you typically don't use social media, it may now be the time to build one. Professionalize your total image and online presence. And here again, Mike, what we can do, implement a newsletter or a series of emails to your customers on a daily or biweekly basis if you are not really doing so. So here again, like we did over the last few days, we've got to think differently. We mustn't stand still, and we've got to maintain that flow of possibly, if we can, new business. But this is an exceptionally important time to look after and retain existing customers.
As you say, an existing customer is much easier to talk to than trying to find a new one. So I get your point about that. Obviously, if you're going to communicate with your customers, there's a fine line between giving them information that you still exist, that you are offering services or products, but also not to do it too much that you annoy them.
100%, Mike, and I think at this time, like you say, there's a lot more correspondence going out there than probably ever before. And I think you've got to bring in some uniqueness here. There could be an amazing special that you have. You could have a special discount system in place. You might have a special product coming out that you'd like to talk to them about. So we've got to be very intelligent and value-driven. And this is a time when we can take the pain away more than ever, helping our customers alleviate their own pain.
Okay, Mike, how do they get in touch with the NSBC if people who have small businesses want to know more?
Mike, yes, thank you. www.nsbc.africa, and then they can also email us at covid19@nsbc.africa, and COVID-19 is no dash in between.
And Mike Anderson is the founder and CEO of the NSBC. If you've missed any of this and you want to hear this interview again, you can do so. It'll be a podcast on our website shortly.